Well, hello there, friend, and so glad that you're here. It's the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Yes, the final handful of days of the month of June already. It's so hard to believe that we're just a few days away from July 1st, and 4th of July is, of course, coming up. And I'll tell you what, in our home, you can tell that my kids are out of school, because I know this not just by looking at the calendar and saying, hey, it's summertime, they're out of school, but by counting the number of times they've told me, Dad, we're bored, we're so bored, there's nothing to do. If I hear that one more time, oh, wow. I'll tell you what, I'm so grateful that many churches in our area just really take advantage of the summer month by providing Awana or VBS, Vacation Bible Schools. And if your church is having a VBS this summer, just get that information on over to us. We do want to promote that. Or if you're looking for a Vacation Bible School for your kids to attend this summer, do check out our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Lots of great stuff and lots of great stuff to keep the kids busy, at least for just a little while, of course. Well, I'll tell you what, we've been talking about it for a while. It's the Great News Radio trip to Israel, which is coming up on November 6th through the 15th. It's a special 10-day trip to Israel, a wonderful opportunity to be part of the Holy Land. If this is something that you've been hearing us talk about for several years and always thought to yourself, I always wanted to do that, well, this could be your year. So prayerfully consider, friend, prayerfully consider the opportunity to go to Israel with Great News Radio, November 6th through the 15th. This is, of course, just a handful of months away, but it gives you time, though, to prayerfully consider this opportunity to save up for an opportunity of a lifetime. You can get more information on our special trip to Israel by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on Israel Trip. Or you can just give us a call. We'll send you a prayer packet, information packet as well, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, coming up here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, we're going to be talking about the hope we have in Christ. You know, that hope, that salvation, that joy, and that peace, and that hope that only Jesus can give, that you and I have as children of God. Well, we're going to be talking about sharing that hope today. So stick around. It's coming up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio.
Of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam, oh praise Him, oh praise Him, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh praise Him, Alleluia. Thou rising morning, praise rejoice, ye lights of evening, find a voice, oh praise Him, oh praise Him, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thank you.
Praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
You know, sharing can be difficult. I mean, for example, sharing that last piece of pie. I'll tell you what, it's a challenge. Can I get an amen? You know, maybe as a child, sharing a bed with a sibling or two often translated into more crowding and less sleep. I'll tell you what, friends, sharing doesn't always have to mean less. You know, like sharing a good book or movie doesn't diminish our experience. In fact, it gives us something to talk about and provides a fresh perspective. You know, hope is also something we can share without losing. See, when hope takes a foothold in our lives, it affects our actions, it affects our words, our attitudes, even our emotions. And when people seeking joy, when they're looking for hope, when people are looking out for some type of joy or peace and they encounter you, friend, they should notice your hope. In fact, they can be drawn to it. You know, the Bible gives us the story of Peter and John's interactions with a crippled beggar. And they had no money or resources to give them, but they had given him hope in Christ. And the way they shared that hope, oh man, changed that man's life forever. So if you have your Bible, turn to Acts chapter 3, and we're going to read the first 10 verses of Acts chapter 3. Peter and John, they were on their way to the temple to pray, and they encountered a man who could not walk, who was begging. And they could not give him what he had asked for, but instead they healed him. In fact, it was God that healed him. God used his disciples, Peter and John, to heal him. Man does not heal, God does. This was the first public healing recorded in the book of Acts. So Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, we're going to take a look at that. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Now, a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. Now, when he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave him his attention, expecting to get something from them. Verse 6 of Acts chapter 3. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. Talk about an awesome moment right there. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. You know, Acts chapter 3, friend, tells us about a typical day for Peter and John. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They were headed to the temple at the hour of prayer. They weren't necessarily on a mission to heal anyone. They were going about in their daily routines. Ever drive like the same way to work each and every day? I mean, you get so used to it, it kind of becomes a blur. It just becomes ordinary, just like wallpaper. You know what I mean? They weren't going out looking necessarily to heal anyone, or they were just about going to prayer. They're about their daily routines. And I'll tell you what, that's the thing about loving and serving others, though, friend. I mean, many times we don't have to go out looking for those opportunities. Many times God brings them to us, right? But the questions are, will we have the eyes to see the need before us? That's the question. Or will we have the courage to do what God calls us to do? So verse 2 of Acts chapter 3 introduces you and me to a man who might have been easy to miss. He was a man who sat at the same place At the same time, every single day, he was lame from birth. He had been carried to that place so he can beg for handouts from the large crowd coming and going to the temple. Perhaps people maybe had conditioned themselves to ignore people like him. And when he saw Peter and John, he asked them for money. He may not have expected much from them, maybe at best a coin, maybe at worst, maybe a rude comment as their robes brushed by. But Peter and John did not ignore the man. In fact, quite the opposite. Verse 4 tells us they look straight at him. I mean, looking fully at someone, giving him or her your attention. You ever sit next to somebody and you're having a conversation with them and they're on their phone? They're texting somebody. They're emailing somebody. They're on Facebook and you're having a conversation. Can I get your attention, please? You know what I'm talking about? But they look straight at him. Peter and John not only looked at him, but they called on him to do the same. Look at us, he said. The man lame from birth probably didn't have a clue who they were. Maybe he thought of them as men with pockets full of money, maybe. His request was for financial help. And actually, the first words Peter said to the man must have seemed more than, maybe a little more than discouraging, because he said, "Silver or gold I do not have." Maybe because he's in ministry. I don't know. Maybe that's the case. Maybe that's why he didn't have any money. But I can imagine, though, think about the beggar after hearing that. I can imagine him thinking, you know, great, then just move on and quit wasting my time. You know, here's the funny thing. The man thought he needed money. Did you hear that? The man thought he needed money. Typically, the thing we think we need is only a symptom of a greater problem. I am so grateful. I don't know about you, friend, but I am so grateful that God closed doors that I wanted open back in the day. When I was growing, I mean, teenage, when I was in my 20s and teenage, I wanted this. God, I want, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that I get this. And God closed that door. I look back now. I praise God. I can't even imagine him leaving some of those doors open and where I would be today. I have no idea. But the man thought he needed money. The man's need for money was a symptom, though, friend, of his physical disability, which kept him from working. The lame man wanted something to get him through the day, yet he was talking to men who could help him walk again. And what Peter and John had to offer the man was a sure hope and confidence in the presence and power of Christ. Now, we may not possess the power to command a lame man to stand up and walk, but we have the same hope. Friend, did you hear that? Hello? Did you hear that? Hello? But we have the same hope and confidence in the presence and the power of Christ, and we can share that with people. So let me ask you a question then. Whom has God placed in your life? Think about that. That's a real life question. Whom has God placed in your life? I'll give you a second to process that. Think about that. Whom has God placed in your life? What do you need to say to them? What do they need to hear you say or see you do? You have more to offer than you think you do. You can share the hope that you have. That may take courage. God will provide it. Courage isn't when you feel brave. It's when you do the right thing, regardless of how you feel. So when we step out in faith to serve others with all that God has given us, amazing things start to happen. We become conduits of God's grace to others. Our impact in the world grows greater than we can ever even imagine. See, Peter told the lame man, "In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk." Peter reached down, helped the lame man up, and as he did, the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped up, but that's not all he did. He began to jump and praise God in the temple courts. So healing the lame man wasn't the end. In fact, it was only the beginning. Remember, it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the temple complex was filled with people gathered for prayer. They all saw this man who was now healed, and they were filled, the scripture says. They were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. The miracle wasn't just about the man, but it was also about the community. They saw firsthand, front row, of God moving. Now, let me ask you a question here. If you saw something like that, when you see God showing up in a way like that, would that increase or decrease your faith? It would increase it. I hope it would. So part of the thrill of serving others, watch this now, is seeing the ripple effects that occur in that person's life as well as our own. See, sharing hope with one person has a way of spreading. See, the reality is, friend, is that our choices, good or bad, have a ripple effect that we may never fully understand. Good or bad, you have hope in Jesus Christ. You have hope of Jesus Christ. Not hope as the world gives, but I'm talking about Jesus Christ type of hope. As you have received hope, offered it to others as much as possible, in many ways as possible. To engage in this adventure is to embark in the only calling, friend, worthy of our lives. It's a calling of hope. God gave you hope, friend. God gave you hope when he healed your past through Jesus Christ. Like Peter and John's interaction with the beggar, you've got something worth sharing. You may never know the ripple effect that you start with just a little bit of hope.
Paul was weary on his journey, his body frail and weak. The apostle knew the end was near as he dipped his pen in ink. He wrote, "Timothy, my son, I have fought the fight of faith. Carry
That's right. Preach the word in season and out of season. Share that hope of Jesus with someone you know today and this week, this month, this year, until our last breath. Amen. Well, friend, thank you so much for your support, which allows us to share that hope, to share the truth of Jesus Christ, to bring forth the truths of God's Word through God-honoring music and solid Bible teaching. If you want to be part of the giving family today, if you believe in the mission and the vision of Great News Radio, we do need to hear from you with your gift of support. You can send in your gift of support and words of encouragement to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online through our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me tag along with you here on this Thursday. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, the Friday edition, Mark and friends, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Share that hope of Jesus with someone today.